When's the last time you had your car or truck repoed? I've got some good news. It may be sooner than you think, because on the radio, making their first ever True Talk Weekend debut is the team, the family behind Lizard Lick Towing. They're right here. Let me welcome Ron and Amy to the hot seat. Hello, y'all.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Earth to Lizard Lick.
Hey, it's a long trip.
I'm going to tell you right now, you know what that sound is right there? That's the sound of our ratings going up, because we got some big-time stars in the studio.
When you see them, can I get the autograph? I want to meet them folks. I want to meet them folks.
Hey, this is so cool. Y'all have seen them on TV. You've seen them on YouTube. You've heard probably some of their story. But did you know that these two people sitting with me right now on Truth Talk Weekend both love Jesus? Isn't that cool? Can you do what y'all do? This young lady's like a world champion, master fighter. Y'all both have this unbelievable tag team and other team doing major lizard lick towing stuff, and yet y'all love Jesus. How's that work out? Talk to me.
I mean, the way Jesus repoed souls, straight up. So, I mean, wow. He licked life on the cross. That's where lick life is. Jesus repoed souls. I mean, that's what he did every day. So kind of just follow along in his footsteps, just use modern society to do it.
Wow. Yep. Even though we got a hard job, don't mean we can't love them through it.
That is something. And that's the one I want to talk about, because I know on the TV show, obviously, your faith is who you are. And we spent a lot of time before the show today talking about that and just even fellowshipping. Like, it's so cool. We walk people through the Truth Network studios all the time in the halls. But, Amy, your hubby here, he stopped at every picture. In fact, I had to keep dragging y'all through, because we got the Passion of the Christ picture. We got the Seven Words from the Cross. And we're like, we give away free books, to bless people anytime they come to Truth Broadcasting, Truth Network. And Ron, you're all over that. But the faith, tell us about, like, how are y'all, tell us what Jesus Christ has done in your life. And maybe in a way that maybe someone may not, know, even though they see the faith coming out.
Well, I mean, in simplicity, I mean, to be honest with you, is that, Jesus has made our life. Amy was the good girl. I was the bad guy. Everything I've ever read in the Bible always has good and bad. And, the thing is that Jesus uses people to lead other people in, to just love on them. And so, I think the greatest thing he's done for us is allow us just to be who we are. He lets us stay who we are, be who we are, act like we act, and he never asks us to change. And by doing that, he allows us to reach people where they're at. And that's the greatest thing to me about Jesus, was he never asked you to come to him. And in all his ministry, he was always walking. He was going somewhere. He was going to them. He never said, hey, come over to my house. He said, hold on, let me go to your house. And so I think the thing he's done most in our life is he's allowed us to do that from where we're at. He's, reached us in here now.
He gave us the show.
Oh, it was his show.
That's how we were to reach people.
Okay, very good. Now, I got to watch time, because we're in our main studio here. You guys are on Instagram, right? Instagram.
Okay. Yeah. We understand that.
We are now live on Instagram, and this is going to be the hottest live Instagram we've ever had. I'm going to pass this. We're telling our viewers we're on here, and we're on the radio, because this is going to play nationwide on Truth Talk Weekend. Huge ratings. I just can't even begin to tell you. Because that is Ron, Grand Fam. Say hi to the Grand Fam.
What's up, Grand Fam?
And that is Amy.
Hi.
And that is Pastor Chris. And that's Christian Car Guy, Robbie. Now, Robbie, I'm going to hand this to you. So there he is. And Robbie, we're going to turn it and put it on the stars here, okay?
That means you need to put it on Chris.
Yeah.
Right there. So, that is the man.
Ron and Amy, Lizard Lick Towing. Now, this was a hot TV show and still is. I mean, y'all still going, right?
16 countries, 5 languages.
Okay, yeah. 16 countries, yep. 5 languages.
People getting selfies with them everywhere I go.
Okay, so selfies and all that stuff, big time. The Grand Fam's probably going crazy right now. Robbie, anyone waving or anything like that? We have 2 viewers off the charts. Huge, huge, huge. Wait, if 2 more people will come on, it'll double our audience.
Hold on, I'll join in.
You got to join in. So I'll make sure I tag you guys. You'll pick up some followers. But sure enough, like, social media is a great way to reach people for Jesus and to have a good time.
Yeah.
That's the thing you guys are doing. Talk about that. Like, how come Christians don't laugh enough? We take ourselves so daggum seriously, but y'all are having a ball doing this TV show, and you love Jesus too, and you're wearing this big old cross. You're telling people about God all the time.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. In my opinion, it's all Christians are different.
Yeah.
All believers are different. But I think the biggest stigma in America today is that you can't be a Christian and be fallible. And you can't be a Christian and make a mistake. And you can't be a Christian and have a tattoo. And you can't be a Christian and wear a stupid haircut. And people are worried about what people perceive us as. That's the greatest thing that we are, is we don't care how you perceive us.
Wow.
You know, I love people, and I'm here. I want to just love on everybody, but I'm not here to please.
Yeah. The way he interacted with our staff coming in, just he's just a real person. Look, you can even touch him. Look, oh, man.
He's a crowd pleaser.
Hurt my hand on that shoulder, that bicep. Amy, talk to a little bit. Robbie, come over here so you can point on her.
I forget you're filming. I'm sorry.
But Amy, tell us a little bit about that, like how your faith interacts with like who you are. You know, there's the TV personality, right, and all that stuff. And then there's your whole career with all the fighting and all the performing. But tell us about how your faith is so real in Christ, and how that comes out too.
Well, it's kind of like what Ronnie said. Ronnie's like the bad guy, and I'm like the good girl. Although on television, I play the bad person. You know. Kind of ironic, but you know, just because people do things differently doesn't mean that they don't follow Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it really, you know, the greatest part is that when you love God, you're going to react, you're going to have emotions, you're going to, you know, it really touches your heart. And you know, when I show, people don't realize Amy's a world champion powerlifter, not bragging on her, but that's bragging on her. She's a mixed martial arts fighter. She's a mother now. We have five. You know, so what I'm saying is we're people that live in the world. And I think what Amy does the greatest, in my opinion, is she doesn't isolate us from the world. She insulates us with the word and puts us in the world. And as every person that does anything in life, you have to have a support system. And so, you know, man, Amy is just so great at support. And Amy's always, you know, so encouraging. And she has such a heart for people that we're able to get out there.
But I'm kind of the backseat driver, if that makes sense.
That's because you can't drive.
Okay, really? Now I'm not going to get into that. Now
I mean, you can drive.
Who drove us here, Pastor Chris? Who drove us here?
Pastor Chris took Dramamine and some aspirin.
Okay, now look, y'all. This is not the platform for that. We're going to work out.
We did get here in one piece.
Yes, we did.
Thank you.
But so you're listening to Real Life here on the Graham Live on a Truth Talk Weekend with Ron and Amy
on the Stew Graham Live.
Well,
I like that. The Stew Graham.
Well, when you get your own StewTunes account, you'll figure it out. Or we can put this on StewTube, a video.
There
if you
we
want.
Go.
We're up to three.
Three. Okay, three more people. Double.
One more.
Anyway, but this is the cool thing about Instagram Live is people can watch this, you know, a day or two later. We could put it in things they can hear. But look, here's the whole thing. So this is kind of cool. Amy, you said something about, you know, Christ comes out in everything. I mean, being a mother. You know, being a competitor, keeping track with this guy here, and we're not going to get into the driving thing because, you know, my wife always thinks she knows where the best parking spots are. And as soon as I suggest that parking spot right by the front door with plenty of room, World War III happens. But, you know, so we're not going to go there, but we kind of have gone there. But this is Ron and Amy from Lizard Lick Towing Gang. And so share this with everybody.
Please.
Because their real passion is that people know about Jesus.
Right.
In fact, you know, you had Bibles on the set. I mean, that may not have been the most popular thing, but talk about how, like, at some point, when you're doing a network TV, highly rated whiz-bang program, and you're repoing and all kinds of stuff's going on, but God, there's a conflict. The world doesn't, you know, the enemy doesn't want the word of God going out, right?
Yes. A lot of people actually in the industry, in the filming industry, do not know the word. So if you ever noticed our whiteboards in the background, they always had Bible verses on them.
Different ones every week?
Different ones every week.
Every week she changes the Bible.
That is so cool.
Yeah. And, you know, it's the small stuff you do. Sometimes you don't have to have it so be so abrasive and so out front and so aggressive. Sometimes you just got to be in the back seat, because then that gives us the platform to talk to the people that are different than, you know, are in different situations than we are.
Well, I think that's the greatest. I'm sorry. I think that's the greatest thing, though, is that we are different. And I think we love being different. And we're not ashamed to be different. So, you know, I tell everybody, I care about the one. Everybody knows Billy Graham. Whether he's saved, not saved, you know who Billy Graham is.
Right.
But you can't find five people in America or around here or anywhere that can name the man that laid Billy Graham in the sinner's prayer. You can't find them.
Yeah.
So we can't all be Billy, but we can all be that guy and help spawn Billy's.
Yeah.
And the way he did that was being who he was. Yeah, you know, that's also, as far as your wife, just some advice. There's two people in a marriage. Yeah. One's always right, and the other's always the husband.
I think I know which one I am. That's very helpful. See, could you have told me that like 25 years ago? Because that would have saved a lot of challenges. I want to make sure my sweetheart knows that. Honey, we're talking right to you. And you know I love you. Thanks to Lizard Lick. We're back on track, baby. And and Lizard Lick, these guys now, they got a preacher man in the studio here. We're going to talk to him. We're going to keep rolling on the gram because of the Instagram people. They're, you know, these the fans out there.
I'm going to sign up for Instagram.
Well, there's not
Instagram. Do you? Can I go to Stewtopia and study Stewology? Stewlations?
You know, I got to tell you right now.
You got your own little thing going.
It's going to, you know, but I just can't, you know, the fans, it's crazy. All the likes, the posts, the reposts, it's unreal. I mean, I had someone from Florida like a post once. I don't even know that person. Isn't that cool?
Anyway, technology.
Hey, we're gonna take a quick break. Who is Lizard Lick Towing? This couple, more about them, and one of their pastors is in the studio, and we're talking about maybe a radio show for them too, but we want you to get to know them better, so don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on Truth Network, Truth Talk Weekend, and all our awesome affiliates nationwide. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and I'll tweet to you guys. I mean, I'll make sure we're going to make this a podcast.
Seriously, please.
We're going to get this out there, you know, to touch people, get this message out there. More coming up. Hang on. It's an all Lizard Lick segment here on Truth Talk Weekend. I'm Stu Epperson, and this is so much fun. Oh, my soul. I can't tell you. You talk about repoing and Jesus and unbelievable TV couple, celebrity couple, they're in here. And what's so cool about these guys is they love the Lord, and they want to bring people to Christ. And so many people, they build that platform up. And they get all the followers, they get all the stuff, but like, okay, so what? You know, so what? You know, and but the seems like God keeps blessing y'all. Ron and Amy with Lizard Lick Towing, and you got a preacher man in here. We got a reverend in here.
Yeah.
And he's keeping us all on track. Yep. Reverend Chris, tell us about these guys. Tell us, you know them, and you've seen a ministry. They come to your church there in Raleigh.
Yeah. Well, they've been going to our church with Chad Harvey, great lead pastor guy. Many of you know him. And they've been coming for a while to RFA. And actually, I think that I saw them in our church. I saw Amy in Target and scared of living daylights out of her. I think she thought I was like a fan stalker. I had like a little girl, and I led off with like the worst tagline. Oh, what a cute little girl! And I thought that's not a horrible thing.
Here, you want some candy?
I don't know if Amy Carey conceals, but I think she probably does. And I saw her hand go in her purse, and I thought I'm going to get shot right here in Target. So I told her I'm a pastor, you know, and that didn't help either. Then I had to tell her who I was, and then her hand went out of the purse. Everything was fine. But you know, one of the things I love about Ron and Amy is that there's two things. One, they do. You can have a lot of fun and be a follower of Christ. And two, that that Christianity doesn't look like a certain way that you dress or a certain way that you act. And that you can glorify Christ in whatever life God's called you into, as long as within the biblical confines of the Word of God, you know, and the great liberty that God, Word of God gives us. And the thing I love about the two of them is that, one, that people relate to them really well, and they have a wonderful opportunity to be able to share Christ with people that I think otherwise are tuning out the church and tuning out preachers. Right. But they love these two, and I've seen it over and over again. Everywhere I go with them, people want photos with them and selfies with them. I was with Ron not too long ago. We left a restaurant. Was it Big Ed's or where we're at? And we left, and we were with our friend Sam Hicks, and the girl at the counter that was going out was with the Army Reserves, National Guard, and Ron had towed her fiance's car twice. And and I was like, I'm not sure I like being associated with these two at all. But anyway, but the reality is that they also have a real story. And it's not, and what you see on television, but what I've seen personally is that they're real and they have a real story. They've gone through real, and I've had them on the radio and I've talked to them. Challenges and what got out there, Ron's crazy background and what God did there, and God's still doing stuff in their life, and they still have day to day challenges, and they're living it out, and they're not afraid to speak the truth, and I think we need more of that.
Yeah, Amy, tell us a little bit about that story. You know, before the big TV series, you know, before all the amazing life change and the way God's used you to reach so many folks for Christ. Tell us a little bit about your story. Like, tell us where y'all kind of came from. Give us a little bit of the history and the background. Before all the big stuff, because suddenly you guys are
look at that face.
Y'all are just like on the y'all are like on the stage. You're like, wait a second.
You asked a question.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, wow, Ronnie was the wild one, like we said, and I was pretty calm, so I didn't get in a whole lot of trouble. I come from a Southern Baptist background, so I get picked on that. Sometimes. Yeah, Ronnie used to pick on me.
I used to be
a
Baptist. Then I read the Bible. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I am joking. I am joking.
We know what the Bible says.
That's my joke.
We know.
That's my joke with Amy all the time. That's my joke with Amy. That's my joke.
As you were saying.
But no, you know, before we hit television, you know, we're just like everybody else. I mean, we still are. I don't really see that television ever changed us.
It changes people's perception of you.
Yeah, I mean, it put us out there a little bit more. But as for me and Ronnie, I don't, you know, he got a little nicer.
A little? I mean, I'm like good and grits now. I mean, I'm better snuff, not but dusty.
Y'all
got,
but y'all had some stuff happen to get you guys, like, they were coming to look well, to talk to you,
they,
and yes. then they saw.
They wanted us to do wife swap. And okay. I said, absolutely not.
Yeah, yeah, Ronnie said, why not?
Oh, I was.
Ronnie was all for it.
I was like, look, I'm not.
He could see was the dollar signs.
Well, no, it's not that.
We
come from a background where, you know, we were so poor growing up, both of us, that we rode devil on our stick horse with our siblings, straight up. I mean, that's, you know, we come from poor beginnings. And, so, I mean, the thing was, when they came, you know, the first thing is, it's 10 days. These people come in and say, hey, for 10 days. Yes, 10 days. It's 10 days.
I don't care. It was no days.
But you had to go. She had to go somewhere 10 days. This lady come over 10 days. I'm like, what can happen in 10 days? Amy's like, you got a better chance of winning the lottery without buying a ticket than some woman coming in my house with my kids. And I'm like.
That influence. My son was like 2 years old.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know,
and
the first 5 years.
Amy's our discernment.
It could have been tough. And the Lord just didn't lead you in that way.
No.
She said it. She said, this ain't of God.
But that's how they kind of found you through that whole little episode. Huh?
They did. Okay. And then they this little British woman called and was like, look, we're doing a show on Tough Jobs. We want you guys to be in it. Ronnie was like, you're lying. Click.
About
hung
10
up
times.
On her.
Hung up on her about 10 times. She called 8 or 10 times over 2 weeks. And every time she called, I'd be like, which one of my buddy's wives is this? Yeah, well, how about tell him he got left in the outhouse and he got hit by lightning? Click.
That's pretty cool.
So then finally, wow. they were like, look, we're just going to send a camera guy down and film what you guys do.
What, to hit 4 hours, one shot later, he was on the plane?
Yes, scared to death.
I mean, that's how God works.
It
I mean,
been, you know. Okay. He was just glad to be alive.
The real quick backside of that is we lost everything when the show aired. The first day the show aired was on a Sunday after NASCAR on a national network, okay, on Prime TV, NBC or ABC. Gracious. And
we got black.
By Wednesday, I had lost my business, and we had the largest repossession company in North Carolina, 85%. So, you know, I'm sitting in the office just bawling, like just tore up. And I mean, I'm human. And Amy comes in, she's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't know if we did the right thing.
I have no tax sometimes.
Yeah, well, and that's great. And she's like, I said, I don't know if we did the right thing. I mean, we didn't really lose everything. She said, why'd you do it? I said, well, we talked about it. We did it for God. She said, why are you jumping out the boat? Strong. I was like, hey, you got a point. You know, 7 years later, 16 countries. So, I mean,
wow.
Sometimes you got to grind through that field.
So, it really took off after that first episode. But did someone really cut your brakes? Did that really happen?
That's one of the reasons we quit.
One of the reasons
we quit is they started, you know, the first couple seasons were 100% real. If you ever saw Blood, it was real.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then they started wanting to change it, and they wouldn't let me wear my Christian jerseys, and they started blurring out the blackboards. And
you're putting a Bible up there on the shelf, they wouldn't like that, right?
Oh, they made us take the Bibles down and said that we cannot have copyrighted books on the show. You know, there's 1,000 books. So we persevered through it, but there's a season for everything.
Yeah.
And that season was over. And so that's why we walked. But, you know, Amy, you know, worked her way through college and had 3 jobs and, you know, single mom family, came from just tremendous raisins. I had great parents, but I mean, I was that
y'all
kid.
Are from North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
I'm originally from Wake Forest, and Ronnie was from Knightdale.
Okay, you're from Knightdale. Is that near Wendell where the business is?
Yes, sir. I'm right there at Johnson County. I've never lived more than 30 miles from my mama.
No kidding.
So I'm mama's boy. Wow. I mean, molasses and biscuits in the morning.
Okay, and you were born there, so you could be near.
Well,
your
I was
mama,
born
right?
in a hospital.
Are you serious?
Yeah, okay. I mean, Amy was.
That right those. There is the most shocking revelation yet.
I was born
in
a hospital.
Did you get that, grand fam?
Jesus grew up in a manger, but I think Amy was born in a barn. But I was in a hospital. I'm just saying, I was in a hospital.
That's all right.
Okay, now we can't get this going again here. We've already had enough marital conflict. This is Truth Talk Weekend. These awesome guests are Ron and Amy from Lizard Lick Towing, and they're wonderful. They love the Lord. And what's been the biggest challenge to your faith in Christ as you know, doing the show and the spotlight and, you know, all the social media now? Like, you can't even – you thought that TV opened up your personal life and the kids and everything, but social media, everything's out there.
I mean, I think my toughest challenge personally was once you get – and I told Pastor Chris this earlier, anybody will take you to the top of a mountain. You can hire anybody to take you to the top of a mountain. You can hire a guide. When he goes back down that mountain, he just walks and you follow. Nobody teaches you the backside of that. And so when we got to the going up that mountain, I started pulling the Moses trick. This is mine. Y'all, because everybody takes from you, and you know you start.
And they're
you start
your best friend.
Yeah, you
start
or
your family.
They cozy up to
cousins
you.
Cousins you didn't even know.
And
you
so
had.
You know when Moses hit that rock and said, "I give you water," God said, "Phew, you just lost the promised land." Well, I mean, he kind of did the same thing with me. He said, "You know, I got smacked over the head." He said, "Ronnie, ain't none of this yours. You know, it doesn't matter if they take it. Let them have it because this is." this is not yours. This is mine. If they want it, they can have it. And that was my toughest challenge because I felt like they were taking away God. You know, I felt like, man, y'all are just killing this. And the whole time, if I'd have just kept it released to him. So far as my challenges, that was it. And luckily, like I said, Amy has a great discernment. So she helped us make a lot of decisions based on her discernment. But, you know, that's how the world is. And I guess that's why I relate so much with people, because I think the number one fear in America is somebody taking something from you. And I honestly believe that. Whether it's your money, whether it's your job, whether it's your life, whether it's your children, whether it's your car, everybody's worried about losing something. Yeah. Everybody's trying to run up that hill and get to that goal. They won't, they won't. And when you start losing, that's when reality really sets in. Yeah. And that's where repos really played a part for us, because we're taking something.
Yeah.
We're not taking vehicles. We're taking we're taking the way you get your kids to school. We're taking the way you make your money. We're taking the way you keep them lights on. And so, you know, it worked out good. And having to face that diverse challenge of losing, where we lost everything, that was rough, you know? So,
Amy, what about your perspective on that? You know, when you get the glitz, the glory, the cameras, everyone's like, oh, I want to get there. Well, maybe they don't want to get there necessarily, right? Give your perspective on getting closer to God during those times.
Well, I think my hardest thing was not knowing what was going to happen when we first started. Because we were looking to do one thing, but so many people come in, and then it's like a bunch of opinions, and everything is just thrown into one big melting pot, and you're sitting there faced with, what do I do? Should I go this way, or should I go that way? And, I mean, you know right from wrong, but a lot of times there's other things in life that'll lead you down the straight path.
Wow.
But...
I think the greatest lesson as far as our family, we got out of it, we talked about it not long ago, is I read a quote that said, do not prepare the path for the child, prepare the child for the path. And, you know, our biggest prayer during the entire time was our children do not get affected. As far as affected, like, I see so many kids that something happens to their parents or to them, and all of a sudden they're somebody. And all of a sudden you see kids Instagram, you know, how many hits did I get this fast? And social media is who they are, it defines them. And our prayer and our goal every day was, don't let this define our children, because our children's hearts have to stay pure. And that was a challenge, because when you go to a theme park and you have a show, they want to put you at the front line. But you have to teach your children to stay back, because by teaching your children to stay back, you're teaching yourself to stay humble.
Yeah.
And that was the big challenge. And hey, man, we had a great time doing it. We had a lot of support. I'm not being funny, not plugging them. RFA was a vital part of that journey.
Yeah.
And
that's huge.
And I mean, really, and the greatest part was that like Pastor Chris, even though he knows nothing about how to eat chicken or hunt, he's a great guy. But he was always funny and always encouraging. Yeah. Pastor Chad's always encouraging. Sure. And so it's that support staff.
So we got about a minute left in this segment. Pastor Chris, we're going to throw you the mic. This guy, I've known him for a long time, with RFA Church, Pastor Chad Harvey, who's all across the Truth Network, great preacher of the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Chris, kind of, a lot of folks are listening and trying to process, a lot of folks are watching on Instagram and in the social media, trying to process this couple. They've seen the TV show, maybe they have, they haven't.
Yeah.
But hey, life is like, I mean, the wild thing is, it's a messy world y'all are in our end with the repo stuff. If you're going to people at rock bottom, like you shared earlier, Pastor Chris, how do you take and articulate their passion, their heart? What's your takeaway for everyone watching or listening?
Well, I think the beauty of what God does in all of our life is he gives purpose to every part of our life when we submit it to him. And you can look at these two and everybody, and you can see how God has taken their life and used it for his glory. And God's done that through them, and I think continue to do that through them. And we've been talking about a radio show with them to say, hey, I think you guys could use your voice to continue to connect with people as a platform to tell people about Christ and to be real about who you are. But God could take whatever's in your life, even the worst parts of it. Yeah. That's the crazy thing, the worst parts of it. Yeah. You've been through abortion, you've been through difficulty. God can take the worst parts of it, and he can use it for his glory. And that's what I see through these two. And I've seen them be very real and very raw about their life. And the reality is that no matter who you are, you could be a garbage worker, you could be a stay-at-home mom, you could be somebody running a towing company, and God can use that for his glory.
Something awesome. So how's God using you, and what a blessing, and keep following these guys. What's your Twitter? What's the best way folks to check into what y'all are up to? Facebook, Twitter, everything?
You can just go to lizardlicktowing.com, and that's got all our social media on it.
Lizardlicktowing.com. Okay.
You get licked. Awesome. Jesus licked life on the cross. You can get licked at lizardlicktowing.com.
I love it. Awesome.